Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
And welcome
Welcome to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host tonight. This is Gary. And tonight, on Revolutionary Life, I want to welcome everyone who's tuning in, who's listening in. All my listeners are appreciated. And I hope we can grow the show by the participation of our listeners. This is a call-in show. So at a point in time in this show, I will be announcing a call-in section. And at that time, I will be opening up my phone lines. I'll be giving out my phone number. And in fact, you should be able to see that call-in number. If you're on my site, there should be a picture of that call-in number there. And I will have my chat room open. And I'll be monitoring that chat room. And so if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have suggestions, put them in the chat. I will be monitoring that chat, and I'll be on top of those questions and suggestions. I'll be responding to those chats. All right, guys. And so tonight on Revolutionary Life, for you new guys, we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, I'm your host, Gary, tonight. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're going to be discussing a very interesting topic. That is, that's the key to me, to seem to be the key to everything on earth. Except we don't talk about it very much. And in most of our discussions out here in the world in our everyday life, but we're going to talk about it tonight. Oh, we're going to talk about it tonight. So this may take two sessions to talk about. Tonight's presentation is "Let There Be Light." How about that? Tonight's presentation is entitled, "Let There Be Light." And why they keep light in the dark. Our title says, "Let There Be Light." And then it asks the question, why they keep light in the dark. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that tonight, guys. And I hope you benefit from it, but it's an interesting subject. It's scientific, it's spiritual, it's all of that. It's informative, it's empowering, all of that, and it affects every aspect of your life, everything. So why not talk about it? Tonight on Revolutionary Life, guys. If you're new, you know we handle subjects here that affect our lives every day. Some of them directly, some things affect our lives indirectly. But we deal with them here, and we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. All right? That's the difference. And some of the subjects may be revolutionary in themselves. But whatever the subject is, I don't care if it's Bitcoin, I don't care if it's politics, I don't care if it's science, I don't care if it's history, I don't care if it's the future, money. We look at it from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. Revolution is just change. And there's a hell of a lot of things out here need changing. And so, one of the things we're going to change is a conversation that we all have, or should have, or could have about light. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have no idea, and it ain't your fault. It ain't your fault. And I'll tell you why tonight. Welcome again to Revolutionary Life. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight's presentation, "Let There Be Light, Why They Keep Us in the Dark." Oh, I'm sorry. why they keep light in the dark. And we're going to get rolling on this. I want you to think about this subject. I said it affected everything in your life. Everything in your life. Everything in your life. Prove me wrong. It is a call-in show. I'll be announcing the call-in section about halfway through. I set aside a whole section just for you. And I'll be opening up my chat room. But right now, before we get into the subject, I'm going to give you a little music. I'm going to give you a little music, and I'll be right back. Marinate on that. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tonight, and I'm your host, Gary, tonight. And tonight, guys, we're talking about a subject that seems, it may seem, and I don't know why that is, but it does. I think I do. The concept of light, guys, L-I-G-H-T, you got some. If it's daylight where you are, you got some all around you. If you're in the house, you probably got some. If you're working at a table, you probably got some shining on you. If you're working in an office, you probably got some shining down on you. All right? So you can't get away from it, can you? It's everywhere, isn't it? Well, the reason I asked this question in the title, why do they keep light in the dark? It's something I'd like to examine with you tonight. If you got a minute about this stuff shining on you called light, and if you remember when I opened this up, I told you about, I was going to talk about a subject that affects your life in every way, in every way, in every way that you can imagine. From your biological health to the electricity allowing this program to go on. Every way, every way. And the understanding of light is already, has been around for a long time. I mean, in ancient Egypt, in ancient Cordoba, Spain, under the Moors, they were working with light and optics and lenses. Long ago. So why is light a mystery to most of you? Why do most of you go by your life through, most of us go through our lives every day, lighting things up? We got cigarette lighters. We got headlights, tail lights, street lights. We got lights on our sneakers. We got sneakers that light up when you walk. Fireflies make light. The sun brings us light, of course. So light is everywhere. And you guys know, if you went to school, if you went to public school, I went to public school. So you, some of you will be way more educated than I am if you went to some special school or something. I don't know, private school, whatever. I went to public school. I went there enough to learn that light can provide food and energy to photosynthetic living things like plants. Plants can take light. Plants can use light to eat, to get its energy. That's what eating is about, guys. I mean, we eat for fun. But it's about energy, right? It's about having the energy to do the work that you need to get up and do tomorrow. And whether you eat for fun or not, that food you ate is about energy. And so I'm not going to get into diet today. But if you don't have any energy and you don't associate it with the source of your energy, food and light, then maybe you're the problem. You don't have any energy. Because energy has a source, guys. And if you want some, it just seems to me that you go to the source to get some. But some of you are lackluster. I don't have any energy today. But you don't take into account what you eat. You don't take into account what your sources of energy are. Where do you get your energy from? I don't know. Did you eat today? And that's where most animals and plants and living things get their energy from, absorbing something, assimilating something, breaking something down, pulling the energy nutrients out of something, changing chemical energy and other energy, light energy. It's all energy. Into energy that you can use to get you up in the morning going. I just introduced a brand new word. Well, it's not brand new, but to this conversation it is. And it's called energy. So let's go back a minute. This conversation is about light. You got a light on your desk. You got a light up above. You got a light. You got sunlight outside. You got lights in your car.
You got flashlights, emergency lights. You got lights every motherfucking way. So if you got lights all over the place and you don't know a damn thing about light, and somebody else who does maybe have kept you in the dark about it, I don't know, and maybe some benefit in keeping you in the dark about light, keeping you in the dark about light. We're going to open that up tonight. We're going to take you out the dark tonight. We're going to find out what's your relationship with something that you see, feel, affect, touch your life every blessed day, whether you're woke or asleep. We're going to unveil light tonight. I hope you ain't scared. Because this ain't going to be a scientific. It's science, of course. But it's what science don't tell you for some reason. And maybe it's financial, guys. Maybe it's a power reason. Power. That's another word we're going to talk about tonight. Light, energy, electricity, electromagnetism. We're going to talk about magnetism. Oh, you don't know, you think you use magnets to play with? I got news for you. When I get through, you're going to look at all of those subjects differently, hopefully. Light, energy, electricity, your utility bill. All that's connected, baby. All that's connected. The computer or the electrical device you're using right now. Batteries, the storage of it, and the sale of it to you. Somebody's selling you something that's everywhere. Nikola Tesla. So I hope you're ready, guys. I'm going to hit you just a little bit with just a little music, about a minute here. I'll be right back, guys. But I want you to get ready for this. I'm going to try to make it an easy subject for you. But you got to know this. I think you got to know this. And your kids need to know this. Your children need to know this. Because somebody knows it. And they're making millions off of it. And you're not. I'll be right back. Listen to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host here tonight. My name is Gary. We're here every weekday night from 7 to 9 Central Standard Time. Tonight we're going to be talking about a subject. We're going to be taking a revolutionary look at a subject that is probably common to you, but still unknown to you. And I don't want you to be taken advantage of, because some people do know this information and they use it to make them wealthy. and healthy
and wise. I want you to know about it as well. Why not?
There is a word called L-I-G-H-T, light. We use it every day. Street lights, headlights, cigarette lighters, lighters. We got lights in our homes. We got lights coming from the sun. We got northern lights. We got lights coming through the skies. We got artificial light. That's biological light. Shoot, a firefly at night, you see the firefly lights up. He's making his own light. Lights everywhere. It's not just chemical light, but it's everywhere. It's not just mechanical. It's everywhere. It's not just electrical. It's everywhere. Now, let me get rid of this word. Let me straighten this word out for you, because you've been given this word, and there's a couple of such words. That if I ask you, what is light? What would be your child's response? What would be your school kid's response? What would be your teenager's response? What would be your response to the question, what is L-I-G-H-T? Don't worry, I'll wait. Light don't tell you anything about what's shining on you right now. Light don't tell you anything about what's illuminating your world right now. That word tells you nothing. And they'd rather for you to use that word maybe than to know what that word means. And I'm going to tell you what it means tonight. I'm going to take you out the dark tonight, because whenever you use this word, L-I-G-H-T, light, if you don't know what you're saying, then it's a useless term to you. I mean, well, it's not useless. You pay your light bill, don't you? You pay your light bill, don't you? So it is a useful term to pay your bills. Turn on the lights. You know, that kind of thing. Conversation. But it doesn't say a damn thing. It doesn't say anything about what the hell light, this stuff that lights up our day, is. And it ain't like we don't know. You might not know, but it ain't like this society is not well acquainted. So what if I asked a scientist, what is light? You know what he would tell me? Oh, well, light is electromagnetic waves. Another set of words that is deceptional, that you can be deceived by. First of all, light doesn't say shit about electricity. It just says light. Well, when you think of light from now on, think about that. If you ask a scientist, what is this stuff we call light? The scientist will tell you, well, these are light is electromagnetic waves coming from the sun, coming from your street lamps, your headlights, your taillights, your house lights, electromagnetic waves. When you say cut on the light, do you say cut on the electromagnetic wave in our house? When you cut your lights on, do you think, let me talk about some electromagnetic energy, waves of energy? When you sit under a light at work, wherever, are you thinking, man, or you stand out in the sun, are you thinking, man, it's electromagnetic energy or something else out here? No, you just call it light, which doesn't tell you a damn thing. It keeps you dark. It keeps you in the dark. But it's a workable term. You know, you pay your light bill. You tell somebody to turn on the light. It's light out here. It's dark. It's light. Words don't mean shit. Well, tonight we're going to get past the words, because I told you I was going to tell you about something that affects your life deeply every day. I told you tonight we were going to talk about something that affects your life, not only physically, but religious, spiritually. The religions for ancient times have had things like sun gods when they didn't have street lights. People looked to the light. Biblical Genesis, biblical references to the light, coming to the light. When people die, they say they see a light, a near-death experience. They say they see a light in the distance. Let there be light is a quote from the Bible, Genesis. Let there be light. So light is mentioned everywhere. Nobody says let there be electricity, let there be electromagnetic waves. I want you to think about electromagnetic waves, because what I just said in that term, electromagnetic, in that term I've mentioned two things that you probably don't have time to think about. But somebody do. And they use it on you and your ignorance of it. When I say electromagnetic waves, I mention two terms, electricity and magnetism. You know what electricity is, right? Runs your house, runs your lights, runs your car. All the cars are going to be electric. Not to mention that they've been electric since 1927. Somebody wanted to sell gas and oil, and so that technology got put aside for 60 years. That technology was put on sidelines by wealthy corporations who wanted to sell gas and oil. So they promoted gasoline engines. But we've had electric vehicles since the 20s. No matter what, God knows where we would have been in terms of electric transportation if we had kept working on it since the 20s. But we set it aside, closed the door on it, put it in a warehouse, locked it down so we could sell gas and oil, one of the most filthiest engines, greasy, dirty, filthiest engines in the world. However, we'll get to that, because that's energy. That's another term we're going to have to address, because you don't know what that is. If I ask you, what is energy? If I ask your kid, what is energy? If I ask your teenager, what is energy? If I ask your college kid, your school kid, what is energy? If I ask you, you run around using this term, what is it? What the hell is it? What's energy? Can you show me some? Can you hand me some? Tonight, we're going to get real tonight. I'm going to give you a little power that comes with knowledge. What you do with it is up to you. You can go back to calling it light. Or you can realize that's what's shining on you from the sun, what's shining on you from your house in the streets. You call lights, has two components to it. It's electric, so you're getting electricity, and it's magnetic, so you're being affected magnetically. And if you ask a scientist what is light, he's going to say, if you Google what is light, it's up to you guys, if you Google what is light, it's going to say electromagnetic waves. It's not going to call it L-I-G-H-T. That doesn't mean shit. That doesn't explain anything to me and you. Only the people in the know what they're about, what's about to happen, what's going down. You're being showered, introduced to electricity and magnetism. Whenever you walk into the out of the dark, into the light, electromagnetism that you can detect, by the way. And so tonight, we're going to quit calling it light for a minute, if you will indulge us here. And we're going to call it what it is, the electricity that you're getting hit with. And it's magnetism. How many of y'all out there practice the law of attraction? Have you ever heard of that? The law of attraction. How do I attract the things in life that I want? Magnetism is how you do it. How nature does it. It's how everything on this damn planet does it. How everything in your body does it. What you know about magnetism is a couple of pieces of metal that you can play with and attract things with. Why don't they tell you? That you are electric. Oh, you didn't know that. You got a million, trillion cells in your body, blood cells, skin cells, bone cells, all kinds of cells, living things that make up that body that you carry around to work every day, that you dog out, that you don't think about unless it hurts. It's filled with electricity. It's run by electricity. And it can be affected by electricity. Some people know that about you. You don't. Electromagnetic waves, guys. When I come back, we're going to talk 5G. We're going to talk microwaves. But we're going to talk about microwaves. Oh, God. We're going to talk about electricity you can spot. And electricity you can't. And its effect on you, whether you know it or not. Tonight, when I come back here, guys, I'm going to introduce this electromagnetic waves. I'm not going to call it light. Well, I might use the term. But you know what I'm talking about the next time I open my mouth with the word light. I'm talking about electricity shining on you, touching your life every day. And magnetism. And if I know how to use electricity and magnetism, and I know you are susceptible to it, I got power you don't. Out of just your ignorance. So I won't tell you that light is electricity or magnetism. It has those properties. Oh, no. I'll say, no, let's just call that light, L-I-G-H-T. Well, what is that? Well, that's the stuff that's shining on you. Go on about your business. While I manipulate the strength, weakness, direction of it on you. When I come back, I'm going to talk about a word, another baffling word that you use every day, blind, and many of us couldn't. Is the word color, C-O-L-O-R, color. What does color and light have in common? And is color what we're really, is that word really explains anything to us? No. I'll tell you why when I get back. Let me give you a little music. I'll be right back. Marinate on color. Color, guys. You've been hit with it every day. You might as well know what it is. And what it ain't. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're talking about light. And we just got rid of that name for a minute. Let's set that L-I-G-H-T word aside for a minute because it hides things. It doesn't tell you a lot about something that you should know everything about. Everything about, because it affects your life every day. If I asked a scientist what is light, what would he tell me? If I looked it up in Google, what would it tell me? It'll tell me that light is electromagnetic waves of energy. It just told me that light is both electricity and magnetism together. Touching my life every day, because light does, doesn't it? The intensity of light and how it's used varies, isn't it? Well, one of the things that they, another word that we need to deal with before we move forward that keeps you in the dark is a word called color, C-O-L-O-R. Color is light, electromagnetic waves, red, green, blue, all that stuff. You see them every day. You got color in your clothes. Everything's got a color out here, just about. Well, what is color? Where do we get all these reds and greens and all in the flowers and all these different colors? What is that about? It's the same light, guys. It's the same light you call light. It's electricity. A color is just a spectrum. And we'll break some of these words down for you guys. But it's just a spectrum. It's part of the spectrum of light. Light has many shapes and forms. This electricity and this magnetism can be shaped and formed and directed. One of the forms of light we refer to as visible light. You know why we call it that? Do you know why we have a term in science called visible light, guys? Because of all the different forms of light out there that shine on you every day, whether you're in an office or walking down the street in the daytime or night, these electromagnetic waves that you're dealing with, that you must deal with, comes in many shapes and forms. 1% of all of the light, all the electromagnetic spectrum of different vibrations of light, different waves of light, of different waves of electromagnetism that you deal with every day, there's a small amount, about 1% of 100%, about 1% of light you see. Lots of light out there. Guess what? You see 1% of all of it. There's more light out there and in there than you ever noticed. Some people noticed it and use it every day. You do and don't know it. Because you can't see it, because it doesn't fall under something called visible light. Your eyes are capable of seeing the shape of light as it goes from white light, like looking into the sun or something, to reds, yellows, blues, greens, etc. Well, guys, let's just make it plain. Light comes in all different forms, hundreds of forms. You see 1%. And the 1% you see you call color. And I'll tell you how far that goes. That little 1% of light that you can see goes all the way to the spectrum of red light, like the taillights on your car. And I'll tell you why they use red light for your taillights. But you can see red, the color red, the electromagnetic wave spectrum called red. But once that same light changes form, vibrates faster, and becomes infrared, what we call infrared, you can't see it. It's there. It's affecting you every day. You can stand across the room with a remote control and use it to turn on your TV, to change channels, and never see it. So you know what I'm talking about. You know that it's the electricity and the electromagnetic waves that can be concentrated into a beam, like your remote control. And it can be directed at electrical things, things that run by electricity, like you. And we're going to get to that, like you, run by electricity. You can point that light at things that run by electricity, and you can start your car from a distance. You can cut on and off your TV and change channels from a distance because you have a beam. And that's where 5G comes in. We'll get there. Because you've concentrated light into a beam, a line. And so your device capable of doing remote control can be controlled from across the room, and you can't see what's going on in between your remote and that TV. All you know is the results. It changes channels. It gets louder, changes volume. All the activities of an electrical device can be controlled from across the room with a remote control. It can be cut on and off. And you can't see what's going on in between your key fob and your doors unlocking automatically. You can't see the difference between a vehicle that's driving down the street, automated vehicle with no driver, and what's controlling that vehicle. But there is something controlling that vehicle. It's an electromagnetism. It's an electromagnetic wave. It's an electricity that's been harnessed, shaped into a beam and aimed and shot at this car, this electrical device. And that electrical device turns on. That electrical device will run. That electrical device will stop and go based on signals, electrical magnetic signals from your remote control, from your key fob, from your TV remote. You are electric. Can you be turned on and off? Can your channels be changed? You are electric. You are an electrical vehicle, so to speak. And colors must be referred to, must be understood by you as electricity and magnetism together. They travel together. Electricity and magnetism, what you call light. And if it's a color that you can see, it would be called visible light. But there's so many colors you can't see. Visible light makes up 1% of all the light out there, guys. You see 1% of it. You could say, oh, there's a red light. Oh, there's a green light. But Lord have mercy, that's so much light. So, and you can see all the way up to the color violet. But when the light becomes ultraviolet, you can't see it. Now, that's a limitation you have, but not everybody. I'm just saying, some can see things you can't. And I'm going to, this ain't woo-woo stuff. This is real. This is nature. This is real. This is what they don't talk to you about, electricity and magnetism that you're made of, that can turn you on, that can turn electrical devices, which you are an electrical device. I'm going to get there. But biologically, baby, every muscle in your body, if your heart stops beating, I can take two electrical panels, fire that electricity up, hit you with it, and start your heart back to beat. It runs by electricity. And I can use electricity to start it, and I can use electricity to stop it. I can cut my TV on, and I can cut my TV off sitting across the room. I don't even have to be, I don't have to touch the TV. Because I can control light, and I control electromagnetism. I can make a beam out of it, 5G. And I can direct it at you, it, or any electrical device, and I can make it do things. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Just keep in mind that light is nothing. Electricity is. Magnetism is real. The word light doesn't say shit. I want you to understand that electricity and magnetism controls your life every day. The life of plants and animals. I want you to understand you are electric, and that's what we're going to get back to. I want you to understand these words you use called color means nothing. Color is electromagnetic energy. Color is electric and it's magnetic. And it has electrical effects on you and it has magnetic effects on you. It can repel you. It can attract you. You know what a magnet does. Well, I'm going to tell you how you are like a magnet. It can fire you up. It can give you energy. Well, you know what electricity can do. I'm going to tell you how you are electric. And I'm just telling you shit. I'm just telling you stuff that everybody else, that some people know already about you that you don't. I told you. You can't see your remote control, what your remote control is doing. But it's sending a beam of electromagnetic waves to an electrical device that it can turn on and off because that electrical device will obey. Will follow those signals. You can change the channels. Then I'm going to tell you that if I can make a remote control that can change, that can run a car, automated car with no driver from a distance with electromagnetic waves or any other electrical device I can cut on and off from a distance with a beam of electromagnetic waves, or what you call light, then I tell you, you are electric and magnetic. Do you think you're not vulnerable? You don't think somebody can sit across the room? Y'all don't hear me. We're going to get there. Keep in mind, light is electricity and magnetism. Keep in mind, every color is what you know of, as much as you know, because they don't want to teach you a lot of electricity and magnetism. Keep in mind that there's more colors than you can see. Let me give you an example. A hawk flying in the sky, a bird, a hawk flying in the sky, looks down on an empty field, a wheat field that's just been mowed down. And there's a little mice running through that field. But this hawk is miles up in the sky, flying around, looking for food. Well, this little mice running around in the field down there is so small, he can't see that mice. It's not about his eyesight at all. But you might see that hawk swoop down on that field, boom, come back up, and he's got a tiny mice in his claws. And you wonder, damn, how did he see that little mice from way up there? He didn't. Guys, a hawk can see a color, an electromagnetic wave spectrum, vibrational rate, vibration that you can't. That's all. You can see all the way up to violet. After that, you don't see any more light. You can see all the way up to violet, but the hawk can see ultraviolet light. Just so happens, a mice's urine reflects ultraviolet light. The hawk is not seeing the mice. He's watching a trail of urine emitted by that mice onto the field that the mice is crawling through. And that trail looks like a magic marker. It looks like that mice has a marker trailing along behind him, telling that hawk everywhere that mice went. Because that mice's urine reflects ultraviolet light. And guess who can see ultraviolet light and who can't? A hawk can see ultraviolet light. He looks down on the field and he sees a line of pee from this mice. And he knows if he drops down to where that color stops at, there's going to be a mice down there. And of course, the closer he gets, the more his eyesight kicks in. And he comes up with a mice out of a giant empty field that nobody else even noticed the mice was there. That's what happens when people can see colors you can't, and they can. You know they can. But they don't want you. Well, here's the thing. I want you to understand that the word color means nothing. If you got kids and if you're educating them at all, get behind these terms if you want them to be educated, really. Get behind these terms. Light is electricity and magnetism. Ask a scientist. Look it up in Google. They're going to call it an electromagnetic wave. That means it has electrical properties and it has magnetic properties. And color is just a different spectrum, a different wavelength of light. Same light, different color. And there's some colors you can't see. And a matter of fact, of all the colors out there, you see 1% of them with your eyes. You see down to red, you see up to violet. Once it becomes infrared, you can't see it. Once it becomes ultraviolet, you can't see it. And on and on and on. There's stuff hidden from you. There's not hidden from the natural world because a hawk, as I just explained, can see ultraviolet light. You can't. He know what that color looks like. You don't. That's just part of your natural limitation. In terms of your visibility, in terms of what you think you know, what you think you see, what you think you're able to detect. I got news for you. You can't detect the beam of electromagnetic energy going from your remote control to your TV, but you can see the effects it has on electrical devices and you. Are an electrical device. You don't believe me? We'll talk about that when I get back. Let me give you a little music. You don't believe me? You don't hear me? But you better. We'll be right back. listening to Revolutionary Life. Well, we deal with a lot of subjects here that have to do with things that affect your life every day. Difference is we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. Change is something that's constant. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You can't do that if you're not clear. So we practice a little clarity here. Tonight, we talked about something called light, because it don't tell you how the world works. It gives you a convenient term, turn on the light. But light is electricity and magnetism. Look it up. Look up the word light. It's going to tell you that light is a wave. Interesting enough, we'll get to that. That has two characteristics. It's electrical and it's magnetic. And it affects things that run on electricity and magnetism. Now, I told you that from now on, the word light just means electricity and magnetism, and the word color is just a form of light, a vibratory rate of light that's also electromagnetic. Now, you are electromagnetic. You are electrochemical. You are electro. You have to, if you are an athlete, when you get through exercising, you might go get you a energy drink. What is energy? That energy drink might contain something in it called electrolytes. 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 Anybody heard that term before? Electrolytes. Your body needs something called electrolytes. And if you work out, if you move, it's an electrical motion. And if you don't have electrolytes, you will have less energy. An athlete, football player, track runner, boxer, anybody who sweats, who works out, will oftentimes, at the end of their workout, ingest, take in what's called in addition to water, takes in what's called electrolytes. Your body needs electrolytes. You don't even know what that is. You can call the name. You can see it on the bottle of energy drink, Gatorade or whatever. But do you know what the hell that is? Do you know why you must have electrolytes? Something called electrolytes in your body, you know why that's necessary? Because you are electric. If I took a meter, a voltage meter, like an electrician carries around with him to see if your wire is alive, or if they're hot or if they're cold, all he has to do is touch his little meter to the wire. And if it moves, that means that wire is hot. An electric current just went through. And the needle on his device, on his voltage meter, that needle will move, indicating it has electrical charge there. That wire is hot. Don't touch it. And it'll tell you how much electricity on that meter, however, is coming up through that wire. And the number of volts you will get if you touch that wire as well. So he has a meter with two little prongs, a negative and a positive prong, just like your battery cable. Except they're tiny. And when he touches a wire, and then he touches a ground, that's something other than something metal, he will either get a spark if he doesn't touch it fast enough, and he will get a charge on his meter showing a voltage if that wire is hot. When they say a wire is hot, and we'll get to that, when they say something is hot, they simply mean that electricity is moving through that thing. And the power of that electricity, and we'll get to that word because it hides a lot of shit. We'll be measured in volts on his voltage meter. Well, I can take a cell from your body, a skin cell, a nerve cell, a brain cell, a blood cell, a muscle cell from your body. And I can take those same little voltmeter that their electrician carries around. And I can put that those two little needles, one on top of your cell inside and one on the outside of your cell. And guess what? Every cell in your body, probably every cell in your body that's alive, will register on that electrician's voltmeter. That's right. Every cell in your body has an electrical charge. You don't know that. You probably haven't even think about it. You probably don't care. But somebody knows about it. And y'all don't hear me, but you're an electrical device. When you touch something, that sense of touch, you know, you probably got sensors on your car. If your car does lane keeping, it does it because it has sensors. If your car will stop before it hit another car because it sensed a car too close. If you're backing out of your driveway and your car beeps because something is behind you, it picked that thing up, whatever that was behind you, with a sensor that's built into it that senses when something is behind you. It keeps in this, it stays in its lane because it senses when you're out of lane. You got senses, don't you? You can smell, that's a sense. You can see, taste, touch. All those are senses. Let me show you something. When you touch something, when your mind recognizes that you've touched something, it's lightning fast. From the time you touch something till you realize you've touched something or something has touched you, an electrical impulse, an electrical impulse moves up your nerves to your spine, up to your brain. And there's a center in your brain that deals with the sense of touch that your skin does a lot. And that electrical impulse can be followed and tracked all the way to your brain, to that center where it says, hey, somebody just touched you. Or hey, you just touched something. It's hot, it's cold, whatever. That electrical impulse moves at about 200 miles an hour, maybe more. From the time you touch something, the electricity goes up your nervous system, up your nerves, up your spine. Your spine is where all the nerves come in at, so it's like your central nervous system. Up your spine to your brain, to that center in your brain that deals with touch. All centers of your brain, all parts of your brain don't care about touch. And it tells you you touched something. You don't even know you touched something, by the way, until that electricity reaches your brain. But it does it fast. You don't know that you just saw something until your optical nerve sends an electrical impulse, electricity, again, to a visual center in your brain that handles visual electricity. Coming from it from your eyes. You don't smell anything until your olfactory system, that's what it's called, an olfactory, to your nose and the sensors in it send a signal, electric signal, to a center in your brain that handles smell. If I control, guys, y'all don't hear me. If I control the electrical impulses before they get to your brain, I can tell you you didn't feel anything, or I could tell you you felt something. Your brain doesn't know. If your brain doesn't know where that electrical impulse came from, it doesn't care. It's just going to interpret it as it does when you touch something. You may not have touched anything. But if I can put an electrode on you that can send a signal to that area in your brain that's a sense of touch area, you will swear something just touched you, and then a damn thing touched you. Let me tell you something, guys. Keep in mind, in the 18th century, scientist, a guy named Volta, who they named the word Volt after, electrical volts after, a guy named Volta and some old guys were playing around with electricity before you knew what it was. 1800s, they took a frog's legs, separated them from the frog, of course, and they just took sawed off a frog's leg. And they took that little frog's leg, and they laid it on a piece of paper, and they took two little needles, two little electrodes hooked up to a battery, and they shocked that leg. They sent some electricity into that frog's leg. And do you know that frog's leg jumped? This was in the 1800s. This was a big thing then. When they found out that they could make a muscle move in a frog's leg, they took a cockroach and they broke off one of his legs. And they took them two little needle probes and sent some electricity through that cockroach leg. And that leg started to walk, to move. Your muscles move by electricity. That's what I'm saying. Whether you're standing up, sitting down, picking something up, setting something down, your muscle moves by electrical impulses. And I can take a doctor or scientist. Since the 1800s, we've known that I can make you move. I can make your muscles move without your permission. I can cut your arm off from you and make that arm move. I could cut it off like I did. They did the frog leg. I can cut off the frog's leg, separate it from the frog, take it anywhere I want to take it, introduce some electricity to it, and we can watch that frog's leg jump and move like that frog is jumping. I could do it with a cockroach leg. I can do it with your leg. You don't hear me. You're electric. You run by electricity. Well, so does my TV. And so does my car. That means that I can unlock the doors from a distance with electricity. It will obey me. Doesn't have a choice. That means that I can go across the room. I can sit across the room and have my remote control cut power on, power off, change channels, raise the volume on my electrical device. I can make my electrical device do things from across the room by a beam. I can take a frog's leg severed from the frog and introduce electricity to its muscles, and its muscles will move. I can do the same thing to you. You don't hear me. There's people who know you are electric. There's people who know light is electricity. There's people who know colors are electricity. There's people who know that electricity and magnetism will mess with you. You don't. But you still don't hear me. I want you, and this presentation is about, and one of the things I just wanted to do in this presentation is reveal to you what's behind terms like the word L-I-G-H-T, which means nothing. When you look up the true meaning, you see electricity and magnetism. You use words like color. This is red. This is blue. That's a spectrum of light. It's electrical and it's magnetic color. Color don't tell you anything. I told you the limit of colors that you can see. Well, I got news for you. There's other wavelengths of light you can't see. In fact, most of the wavelengths of light you can't see, but they can be manipulated. I told you that I was going to talk about a wavelength of light called microwaves you can't see, but can affect you. They can turn your shit on and off, your electrical devices on and off. And then I told you again, you are an electrical device. And you don't know shit about electricity. And you think magnets is something you play with. Guys, I'm running out of time. But I got to do 5G for you at some point. Because 5G is about beamed. A beam. You know, when you see a depiction of electromagnetic waves leaving a microwave antenna or something, or you look on your phone and you look for, if you're on the internet, you look on your phone or your computer and you look for those little curves, those little lines that are made in curves in a diamond, in a baseball diamond kind of shape. That's an indication of a radiating out wave, a wave going out, radiating out. So you get a little triangle, a little baseball diamond shape on your computer, on your phone, indicating that you're hooked up to Wi-Fi. That's how they identify Wi-Fi on your phone, with that little thing that looks like a, shaped like a baseball diamond. And it has these little radiating out waves. And the more waves, the stronger your signal. The fewer waves, the smaller your signal. Well, those radiating out waves radiate out in all directions. 5G is a beam. It don't just radiate out in 360-degree circle on all directions. It's pointed, it's directed, and it's fired. And it goes straight to where it was fired to. And it can make electrical things that run by electricity, like automated cars, etc., just like your remote control, it can make electrical things go on and off, perform acts. The automated car would be run by an electric beam because it's an electrical device and it will take the commands electrically. You are electric. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, to your nervous system, to your muscle movement, to your heartbeat, is an electric wave. As a matter of fact, guys, and before I'm running out of time, but as a matter of fact, guys, they can put electrodes on your head, and they can measure electromagnetic waves. And they have classified them alpha waves, theta waves, delta waves that you are emitting from your brain. So not only do your brain receive electrical impulses, tell you, like your senses, tell you that you see something, smell something, taste something, touch something. Your senses run by electricity. Your brain, which receive all of those electrical impulses, runs by electricity and emits electrical impulses. So your brain is electric, your body is electric, your muscles, your cells all have an electrical charge and they run by electricity and you need electrolytes to keep them going. Look up electrolytes if you don't know why you must have them in your body. And they can be controlled from a distance, like any electrical device. Man, I'm moving into my call-in section. I went way into my call-in, so I'm sorry. This subject is a big subject, so I might have to do two subjects on it, but there's something I want you to know before you go. And that's that you are electric. The light shining on you are electric. The plants around you work by electricity. Everything is electrically run in this world. You are light, electromagnetic waves. You emit electromagnetic waves. They can put a thing on your head, and they can measure your theta waves, your alpha waves, your brain waves, they call them, coming off your brain. And they can measure the electromagnetic energy going into your brain, telling your arms to move, saying that you just heard something. All that's run by electricity. I ain't saying you're in the matrix, baby. But if you're ignorant of how it works, you might be. I'm going to cut it off there, man, because I'm eating up y'all time. I set aside of this, I set a particular side of this, a part of this show for call-ins. So I'm going to be opening up my chat room also. And anyone who has a question or comment or concern can pop something into my chat. I'll be monitoring that chat, and I'll be responding to those who write into it. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. I'm sorry I cut into y'all call-in time. We might go a little over today, but it's okay. Guys, that's part of my spiel on light and color, two words that mean nothing to most of us, pretty much. That doesn't say anything about what light and color is, and you are affected by it every day, all day, and you don't have an idea how that effect is going down or why. Colors are purposely chosen for you by people who know. I just want you to know. It's call-in time. My chat room is wide open. My phone line is open. Area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. This part of your show is yours. It's called Your Time to Shine. My lines are open. Let me give you a little music. I'll be right back. You don't hear me. Thank you.
balls on. Just a little. I just want to come.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here on Revolutionary, and I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here on Revolutionary Life, we've been talking about light. No, we haven't. We've been talking about electricity and magnetism, something that affects your life to your very core. And I'm not even sure you have an understanding of what any of those words mean. And that's interesting. There are animals on this earth, of which you're one. There are animals on this earth who know more about electricity than you do. There are fish on this earth, catfish, something you call electric eels, that can assemble that electrical energy in their bodies and shock you with it and throw it at you, aim it at you, direct it at you, beam it at you. And an electric eel can make a fish stop in its tracks You don't have to touch that fish. You just have to get close enough to shoot, to aim, to beam 5G, guys. You just have to get close enough to beam some electricity, aim it, and shoot it at that fish. And the fish goes into spasms. That's right. Because the fish muscles, just like yours, work by electricity. The eel knows that. The electric eel knows that. So he paralyzes the fish. He shoots the fish with a Stun gun of his own making, a natural Stun gun. And it stuns the fish. And then he eats it. If you stick your hand in the water and grab hold to an electric eel, it will attempt to stun you. And I bet you snatch your hand back out of there when you feel the electrical shock. This animal knows that every cell in his body has electricity in it, but he knows how to gather that electricity, aim that electricity, point that electricity, and shoot that electricity at something and make shit happen. And you don't. And you don't. Because you've been told and sold you got to buy electricity. Electric eel. There's an electric catfish that can do the same thing. They can emit electricity in differing strengths. Some strong enough to knock an animal out that touches it or comes close to it. All it has to do is get close to a fish, and it can send that fish into spasm by shooting a beam of electromagnetic waves, light, at it. And it goes into spasm like it shot it with a Stun gun. You ever seen the police shoot somebody with a Stun gun and how they seize up? Their muscles can't handle it because your muscles work by electricity, and they know that. I told you there was hawks that could see ultraviolet light. There are animals in this world who take advantage of light. They understand how it works. You don't, unfortunately. Not all of you. They are yogis. They are Buddhist monks and that kind of thing that can assemble something called chi. They call it chi, I think it is. C-H-I, or they call it chi. It's an energy that they can collect called chi and knock you down without touching you. Shock you if you touch them. They can use that energy for healing. They can throw electricity at a tumor and kill the cells in it. So they can use electricity. Some people have learned to harness their own bodies electricity. Some animals learned it before you did. Sorry about that. But dumb animals learned this long before you did. And they can take the electricity that's natural to them or chemicals that is natural to their bodies, like a firefly. A firefly can just mix a couple of chemicals in his body and make his butt light up at night so other fireflies, so females can see him. It's the male that's got the light. So that they can see each other and communicate in the dark, they produce their own lighting. They act, they don't have to pay your light company for a dime. These same eels can communicate with each other by sending out electrical impulses. You send out electrical impulses when you don't even know it. I can put a cap on your head that got electrodes on it, and I can tell you whether you're emitting that theta waves, alpha waves, beta waves. You are electric. People who know something about electricity knows that you are an electrical device. And just like they can make a frog leg jump, you better be careful if you don't know. Because it ain't what you know, baby. It's what you don't know
that'll keep you in the dark. We're running out of time, guys. I'm in my call-in section. I got my chat room open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. Questions, comments, concerns, I'm taking them right now. And it's your time to shine. We got a little time left. We give you a little music. I'll be right back. We deal with subjects that affect our lives every day. We just deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. Us revolutionaries like to keep our fingers on the pulse so that we can ride the wave of change.
Revolution is just change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of that change. Everything is going electric out there, guys. Cars, everything. And you don't know shit about electricity. So they're going to sell it to you. They're going to stuff it in something called a battery and sell it to you. They've been doing it all along. I told you that every cell in your body has an electrical charge. You know how many cells are in your body? If every cell in your body has a 1 volt or a negative 1 volt charge or 0.1 volt charge, you have a millions and millions of cells in your body. Do you know how many volts are in a battery? AA, AAA, D batteries, C batteries. Line them all up in front of you. The little tiny ones, AA, AAA, AA, C batteries, D batteries. And look at the voltage on them. It's written there. 1.5 volts. You're walking around with a million volts of electricity. And you buy a battery because you need to run something that requires 1.5 volts. If you don't know shit about electricity, I can put it in a package called a battery and sell it to you. You don't know shit about electricity, I can send you a bill every month for your lights and electrical devices in your home. And everybody in your house is sitting around on volts, millions, kilovolts, megavolts of electricity. I told you, ignorant animals, dumb animals, as you want to call them, lower animals, know more about electricity than you do. They can, some of the animals can detect when the electrical field on the earth changes. The electrical field on the earth has an electrical field. You are electric. Light is electricity. Colors are electricity. And you don't know shit about it. So you're going to get sold it. And it's going to get used on you because I can make a frog leg jump. All I got to do is emit some electricity to it. I can make your leg jump. Let me put it that way. If I aim a beam of electricity at it. That's right. They've been doing that since the 1800s. Because your muscles work by electricity, guys. And you are electric. An electric eel can take all of those cells in his body, collect that electricity, ball it up, collect it, and shoot it at something, and not even touch that thing and have an effect on it. Turn it on and off. Like he was using a stun gun. A fish goes into a spasm when an electrical eel stands back from it and shoots and directs. A beam, 5G is a beam, guys. 5G is not a wave of electricity going out in all directions. It's collected, it's organized, and it's aimed. That electric eel can aim at a fish and send that fish into spasms with electricity. Shock it, in other words. And it will shock you, too, if you touched it. What has that electric eel got you done? There's a catfish that can do the same thing. There's many animals that can do the same thing. They know they're electric, and they use that electricity to communicate with each other. They use that electricity to capture their prey. They use that electricity to defend themselves. Why don't you? Oh, you think I'm way out there. They are Zen masters. This is real, guys. They are Zen masters. Out there, yogis and Zen masters out there who can collect something called chi. It's an energy in their own body that they can organize, collect, and throw at you and knock you down without touching you. they can use that same energy to heal a tumor or heal a person with. Oh, yeah. Look it up, guys. There are people who know they're electric, and there are people who learn how to organize and direct that electricity. I want you to know. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Who listened in tonight? Gary here at Revolutionary Life. And don't forget, we're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a little music because it's time for us to go. But I'll be back here tomorrow night at 7. I may pick this conversation up tomorrow night because there's some things you got to know that you ought to know. You have a great evening. And thank you for listening. Good night.